and there was plenty of late-night drama at Stormont in Belfast last night. The two North's two main parties, Sinn Féin and the DUP, they will jointly nominate a First and Deputy First Minister, keeping the power-sharing show on the road in Northern Ireland for now. This follows the British government agreeing to introduce an Irish Language Act in the North in October if the Stormont Assembly doesn't pass the Act by the end of September. Here's Northern Secretary Brandon Lewis speaking after last night's talks.
Today does mark an important milestone in the delivery of our shared commitments in the New Deal and the new decade, new agreement and the new approach agreement, and ensuring the future stability of the Northern Ireland Executive. The UK Government will continue to fulfil our commitments under new decade, new approach, and guarantee that Northern Ireland continues to benefit from its integral place in the United Kingdom, including through the United Kingdom Government's extensive Levelling Up initiative. My preference remains for language and identity provisions of NDNA to be implemented by the Northern Ireland Executive as planned. This includes the creation of an Ulster Scots Commissioner, an Irish Language Commissioner, and an Office of Identity and Cultural Expression. And I am disappointed that it has not yet brought this legislation forward in the Assembly. However, following my intensive negotiations with the parties over the last 2 days, I can confirm that if the Executive has not progressed legislation by the end of September, the UK Government will take the legislation through Parliament in Westminster. If that becomes necessary, we will introduce legislation in October 2021.
Northern Secretary Brandon Lewis on that deal that was reached last night. Now, the passing of Acht na Gaeilge has been a key demand for Sinn Féin, long promised. They had accused the DUP of obstructing its introduction. The party had refused this week, therefore, to support the election of a new First Minister to replace Arlene Foster without a firm commitment on Acht na Gaeilge from the DUP. Last night, Sinn Féin President Mary Lou MacDonald gave this reaction.
Tonight is a special moment for Pobal Gaeilge, in particular for Irish language speakers. Mar Ihastaru Lata Agwing Anish Mar Fuyerebeg Acht Gaeilge Agwing. But this isn't just significant for Irish speakers, this is significant for all of society because, of course, power sharing is based fundamentally on inclusion, on recognition, and on respect. We are also happy to say on the back of the agreement struck now with the British government that we will nominate Michelle O'Neill to return to post as Deputy First Minister. And we will work very hard. We will resume our work on the five-party executive. We're hugely conscious that we're living through unprecedented and challenging times. We have a lot of work to do. We need to rebuild the economy, get people back to work. We need to get to grips with the hospital waiting lists. And we commit again, our team at the executive under the leadership of Michelle O'Neill will work for every citizen.
Sinn Féin President Mary Lou MacDonald speaking last night, and we'll be speaking to Mary Lou MacDonald on this programme after 8. And right now I'm joined by our Northern editor, Vincent Kearney. Vincent, take us through the late night drama at Stormont.
Well, indeed. As I was saying, while it was late night drama, it actually, in a sense, came early because the deadline for this deal had been 1 o'clock on Monday afternoon. And the consensus had been we'd all be standing at 12:59, as usual, waiting for a last minute deal. But it came earlier than expected. At 11 o'clock last night, certainly, there was no sense of this happening. There was radio silence from the British government. Sinn Féin and the DUP had also gone quiet. And the sense was that we were moving into today before anything could possibly happen. And then around 10 to 12, we got word that Mary Lou MacDonald and a Sinn Féin delegation were heading back to Stormont for another meeting with Brandon Lewis because they'd met the Northern Secretary earlier. And then after midnight, Mary Lou MacDonald announced that a deal had been done, that the British government had indeed committed to introduce an Irish Language Act. That has cleared the way for Sinn Féin to nominate a Deputy First Minister. The DUP is expected to go ahead with this plan to nominate a First Minister today, so that will get the executive back up and running, and has at this stage certainly appears to have averted what was a growing crisis in power sharing.
And the key, of course, is the long-awaited Acht na Gaeilge. What's the deal there?
The deal there is that the Assembly has been given until the end of September to legislate. And you heard Brandon Lewis in his clip saying that is his preference for that to happen. So what will happen is part of it is that the two commissioners will be appointed in the following year, a commissioner for the Irish language and also a commissioner for Ulster Scots, because this legislation is part of an overall cultural package that also includes the establishment of an office for identity and cultural expression. And unionists would stress that this is British culture and unionist and loyalist culture as well. So the Irish language has certainly been the headline story here because Sinn Féin has said it wanted that legislation before going into power sharing. But there are other elements to it, but certainly the big item, the high profile item and the most controversial item within it is the Irish language legislation.
So does this mean the Stormont executive, the show has been kept on the road for power sharing for now at least, will it last all the way till the May elections?
No one's quite sure about that. Certainly the prospects are much, much better this morning than they appeared just 24 hours ago. But of course, crisis is never too far away from Stormont. And if there was to be a problem with the Irish language legislation for whatever reason, that could destabilise things again. Because while the Assembly now has an opportunity to introduce it, that is unlikely at this stage because we got a little sort of signal as to what might happen on Wednesday on you. There was a vote in the Assembly to introduce simultaneous translation from Irish into English. So if any member of the Assembly wanted to address the Assembly in English, it would be translated simultaneously, just like it is in the European Commission. Now, 20 DUP members met to discuss what they were going to do. Edwin Poots asked them what their preference was. Would they abstain or would they vote against? 9 said they would abstain, 11 said they would vote against. That was despite Edwin Poots himself earlier indicating that perhaps the best way forward was to abstain. So while he didn't put it to a vote, so he didn't lose the vote, certainly the majority of DUP members in the room were against the Irish language translation. So Sinn Féin took that as a signal of a direction of travel. So given that, it's highly unlikely the DUP will agree to the Assembly introducing this legislation, so it would appear the only way forward is through Westminster.
And this election then today, if it does go ahead, of course, it's not Edwin Poots who's going to be elected First Minister to succeed Arlene Foster. So that in itself is going to be a tricky one to handle, isn't it?
Very strange, bizarre, and he hasn't really explained in detail yet on why he's doing this. Now, we do know that he has said he wants to concentrate on internal party reform, and before he was elected, he told people that he wasn't seeking glory himself, that he wanted to spread senior positions within the party, but spreading a senior position to someone else is a strange one. Now, Paul Given is a very close friend of Edwin Poots, a very trusted ally. They share an office in Lagan Valley in County Antrim in Lisburn. Edwin Poots brought Paul Given into politics. Mm-hmm. He started working for him as an advisor. He is just 17. So they're very close. They know how each other think. Paul Given is regarded as a bit of a strategist within the party. But it is a very strange one because Sinn Féin and others say that in meetings in future with the First Minister, who are they really talking to? Who actually really holds the power within the DUP? Is it Paul Given? Is it Edwin Poots? Or is it another figure? Ian Paisley Jr., the Westminster MP, who is increasingly being seen to be putting the strings behind the scenes.
Northern editor Vincent Kearney, thank you very much indeed for bringing us all of that.